It was an appendage. She always had it. In fact, she had problems dropping it in water, let's just say, a few times. Yeah, she's ruined a few phones. But yeah, it was always with her, always in communication with friends.
Now, did you ever sit down with her and warn her about, the dangers of texting while driving? I'm sure a lot of parents do this.
Yeah, it was, in fact, it was right when Oprah had her thing, or the pledge to not text and drive, or, hang up and drive. And we talked about it. And I said, Cass, it's getting really to be a big thing. I said, this is scary. She's, oh, Mom, I've done it 100 times and, I know what I'm doing. I'm not stupid. Well, and it's not a matter of being stupid. It's just, you're just not thinking about it at the time. And it just took that 101st time for her that it was, something.
Now let's go back to, I think it's December 2009. Cassie's driving her car. She's on a 5-lane highway. It's rush hour. What happened?
She was speeding anyway, on top of everything else, and she didn't have her seatbelt on. And she was texting a real quick note to somebody to tell them that they're a great person. And she looked up in time to see traffic stopped ahead of her. And she knew she wouldn't be able to stop, so she swerved and went into oncoming traffic. And it just kind of, needless to say, she didn't make it anyway, but that's how it ended up.
Now, do you remember how you found out that she'd been in the accident?
Probably within a half an hour to 45 minutes right after it happened, I had a policeman come to my door. He said, "Are you Cassandra Kerfoot's mother?" And my first thought was, oh, she must be in trouble. Being in a wreck wasn't even the first thing that popped in my mind. I thought, well, she's in trouble. That's so weird because she's never in trouble. That she just never was. And I said, yeah, why? And he said, well, there's been a wreck. She was involved in an accident. And I said, how bad is it? Because by his face, you could tell it wasn't. It was pretty bad. And so he says, I really don't know much about it right now. It's too soon. And so he drove me into the hospital and he got me there in time to, that we were able to spend a few, some time with her before she passed.
And what do you think of the new texting while driving law?
I think it's great. It's not the magic pill, it's not a cure-all. I understand that, but at least it'll get people's attention, I'm hoping, and make them aware that this is serious. People are just dying right and left, and because of this, nothing is worth it to put a family through this.
Some people have said it doesn't have very much teeth. Does it go far enough?
Most people, just knowing that the law is there, hopefully that will be a deterrent. That's my first hope. I think it's good enough. I do. I think it's fine. I'm hoping that either out of respect for Cassie or for other people on the road, out of respect for yourself, for your family, that you just hang up, get to where you're going, and get there alive.